Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Justin and welcome to Millions Podcast. In-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. We are here with Francis Dolohan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
A renowned owner of a financial company, Leverage, and also a working space called Xstate, opening soon.
Yeah, visit us soon, guys.
2017.
Go to xstate.org, leverage.ph.
Yes, check us out. Para naman malaman nyo na legit kami. Sir Francis, we have a few questions for you today.
Wait, let's also introduce our co-host.
Introduce yourselves.
You go first,
Patrick. I am Patrick Santi, a marketing intern here in Leverage.
And my name is Daniel. I am a finance intern here at Leverage.
So, Justin, ano muna yung topic para hindi maligo yung mga...
For you, Daniel, ba, since you study in financial, ano ba usually yung idea mo pagdating sa investment?
Well, intimidating.
Intimidating? Yes. Bakit?
Kasi with all those jargons, especially for a non-finance major, talaga nakaka-overwhelm siya, especially for the common folk.
Is it the numbers or the risk?
A combination of both.
Okay.
And actually, not even going there, yung mga terms pa lang eh. Parang, what? Makapaisip na, marami na nako-confusion before they even get to the numbers, before they even get to the risk. Wala na, suko na.
Ikaw, Patrick, what's your view on investments?
For me, it's a short-term and long-term. What do you call this?
Investment.
Investment. Long-term benefits.
Ah, okay.
Kaya lifetime benefits. Yeah.
So, for you, may mga investments ka ba right now?
Oh, wala akong investments.
Okay, so ikaw naman, Francis. What's your view on investments?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for me, my view of investments is that, you know, purchasing something or buying something or spending on something that will give you a greater return later on.
Oh, okay.
So, in terms of layman terms, like for example, binigay ko siya yung pera. Sabihin natin 100, expect ko pagbalik sa akin. 110 pesos na.
Amen. Gusto ko yan. Gusto ko.
Or 120 pesos bro, after 1 month, bro.
Okay. So, ganun ba katagal? Kasi I think people get discouraged when they think about how long it takes and the fact na matagal na nga eh, might not be successful as well.
Which one? Sa, after 1 month?
Investments.
Matagal na agad.
Oh, matagal na sa kanila. You know.
Something worth having is worth waiting for.
I mean, after all, millennials tayo. You know, millennials, by definition, we like things fast.
Oh, yeah. So but the problem is, quick returns, also quick losses.
Quick losses. What's that? What can you, expound on that?
Parang sa club ka.
Okay.
May na-meet ka babae. Gusto mag-invest doon.
Already going well. Oh,
pare, going well agad. One night stand. Kinabukas sa pag-isip mo, wala na sa tabi mo, bro.
Oh.
Yun ang tatawag natin
na short term.
Yung short term. Investment, bro.
Okay.
Diba? Ganun yan, bro.
Daniel, maraming ganyan.
Wala. Patrick, bro, marami natin.
Bilisan lang.
Wala akong ganyan.
Pag long term.
Pag long term, basically, na-meet mo, nag-date muna kayo, lumabas kayo, diba?
So, sa club mo rin na-meet. Ako mo na-meet
mo rin. Pwede rin sa cafe, diba? Restaurant. Pero sa workplace.
Hindi, yun yung mga risky investment.
Risky investment.
Pero, nag-pay off in the long run.
Oh, hindi na-pay off. So, yun yung bar. I mean, the harder you work for it, the longer you work for it, the more stable or the more sound an investment is.
Okay, so, paano mo naman mapapasok dyan ang term ng time value?
Time value.
Oo, kasi diba ang sinasabi nila, yung kung mag-iipong ka ng pera, kasi saving is, of course, it's hard, but saving is just the beginning, no? Pag nag-save ka ng 1 million today, next month, if you don't do anything with that 1 million, doesn't the value go down?
It depends. Like, for example, if, really depends on your goal. Like, for example, nag-save ka lang, i-put it in the bank, hindi naman siya natalo, technically. It's not a loss. The money's still there. But the value is different. So, it depends on the situation, the market. Mm. Like, for example, diba, sabihin natin ikaw yung, let's say, in hypothetical term.
Okay.
Sabihin natin, right now, we're in an ideal world where there is 1:1. There's one guy, one girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diba? So 1:1. So there's for example, basically that's a perfect market basically. So
yeah.
Efficient.
Yeah, efficiency market, basically, diba?
There's equality.
Equality, there's a supply and there's a demand.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Hindi ka mawawala, may basically.
Sige.
So the chances of you getting to know someone is equal to any other guy neither. Diba? So,
okay.
But what if, for example, something happened, ikaw na rin natitirang guy sa buong mundo.
Wow. Okay.
Diba? Well, diba, you're the only guy that was left in this.
Yun na tawag ng pogi problems.
Lagi kong iniisip yan eh.
Pogi problem.
Lagi kong iniisip yan. Pogi I feel like that every day.
I know.
Okay.
So, if that happens, bro, your value shoots up.
Yeah.
Diba?
Oh.
But for example, if the other way went around, that there's only one girl. Like, for example, nah, that's left.
And there's a million guys.
There's a million guys. She value went down kasi sobrang daming options.
So, scarcity.
Scarcity, it's a, it's definitely. A yeah, scarcity is a factor as well. Then, how do you value yourself? How do you position yourself in the market? How do you so, same as well with your cash. How do you position your investment as well in the market?
Okay.
So, ganun din naman yun eh. So, if you position your money or your cash in a very good position, diba? It can gain greater value or greater returns later on.
Mm. Parang face value pala.
No? Oh, face value.
Face value. Kung di ka yummy.
Hindi ka
choosy.
Ganyan lang.
Okay.
So, pero kung gusto mo pansin ka, nasa bar ka, nasa club ka, eh, tumapik sa natang pangit. Eh, no?
Para ikaw angat.
Pwede, diba?
Okay,
so,
sige.
So, like that. Hindi pare, huwag naman natin using word na pangit. That's very, I don't believe that there's such a thing a pangit.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a relative eh.
Apparently, may mas maganda rin talaga. Ganun na talaga.
We're not smart, they're just... Okay.
Moment of silence, Lisa.
Okay, so, sa other episodes natin, pinag-usapan natin how to get your first 100,000.
Diba? Yeah, yeah.
So let's say nakuha na ng mga viewers natin. May mga loyal viewers tayo. Oh. Pina-follow lahat na sinasabi natin. May 100,000 na sila. Gusto nila mag-invest. What's a good investment?
What's a good investment sa 100,000?
May natin.
I think meron sila alam.
May gusto ba kayong sabihin?
Sabihin sila Patrick, but si...
Go on, mo. Sige.
But that
what are the common investments pala, Francis?
Ano yan?
Common investments.
Common? What do you mean common investment? How did...
Di ba meron investments sa banks?
Oh, you stocks, you ITF, MFs, mutual funds, all that.
Okay.
Oh, what about them?
Bakit tumigil doon?
Eh, natanong wala kanina mga common investments for new investors man.
Well, there's a lot naman. That's like UITFs, MFs, and bonds and all that. So, what's a good investment? So, basically, nga, depends eh. Kasi, kunyari, employee ka, wala ka oras.
Eh, sabihin natin, call center agent ako. Nakapag-ipon ako 100,000 kasi mataas sweldo ko. Nagre-rent lang ako ng dorm. I don't have any assets.
Yeah.
Connections ko is next to zero.
Yeah.
So, mga workers ko lang din. Paano ko, alam mo yun, how will I get myself in that state of the industry na malalaman ko yung mga ganyang bagay? Like, ano yun? Mga IMFs ba yun?
Yeah, UITFs.
Mo? UITFs. So, yeah,
pero
syempre.
IMF eh. Para,
IMF.
Para. International name. IMF is
Impossible Mission Force.
Ano daw? Hindi kami tapos ng college, nag-ano lang kami, call center kami, ganun. Paano kami makakapag...
Bro, baka maano tayo, MTRCB tayo.
MTRCB?
Siguro. Bro, I think you need to say a public apology later sa mga...
Sige lang.
I work sa BPO agency pa. Then, let's say I work a regular job, 8 to 5.
Yeah,
okay. Busy, wala akong time and all that. I don't have time to manage my funds. Sir. Kasi for example, sabihin natin, go-pay ka na sari-sari store. Maliit lang na sari-sari store, magkano lalabas mo? 10, 20, 50,000?
Hindi, I mean, mag-open ka pa lang. I mean, how do you even go about that?
Diba?
Like, aren't you gonna find a supplier pa?
Oh, maghanap ka pa.
Bibili,
or... Yeah, exactly, exactly. But kasi, syempre, the reason why you want to go to like mga ganun business, sari-sari store, or the... although you have higher risk, diba? It's basically higher returns. Diba? Unlike if, for example, nilagay mo nga sa stocks, mutual funds, or any UITF. Although yun nga, pinapabayaan mo siya sa bank or any other person would handle it. But yung gains mo is also limited. Diba?
Mm.
Yan naman yan eh.
And also, it takes a long time.
Yes, yes. It takes a longer time. So, basically, it depends talaga if you wanna go all in or all out eh. parang kang naligaw, di ba? Pag, if you go all in, na. There's a high risk, but yet high return. Pero if you play safe, although maybe yung loss mo hindi ganun ka-significant, hindi rin ganun kalalaki yung gains mo. Mm. Later on, di ba?
Mm. So, siguro isang, ano rin, like just throwing it out there, yung iba kasi, like for example, opening up a sari-sari store, gusto nila intangible yung ano eh, yung return eh. Gusto nila, oh, may cash. Nakikita nila na may transaction na, may exchange na nangyayari.
Uh-huh.
Eh, kung like, let's say, in-invest mo sa stocks and those kinds of instruments, wala ka nakikita nangyayari.
Mm.
So, siguro, depende rin sa mindset nung, prospective investor. Kung ano ba yung gusto niya.
Speaking of stocks, kasi pag-investment, yan ang unang iniisip.
Oh, talaga, akala ko yung mga pag open-minded eh.
Well, that's the second. Yung first iniisip nila is stocks, di ba? I mean, yeah. Yan ang laging pinag-uusapan
when it
comes to investments.
Tama.
What's your opinion on that? Do you trade sa stocks dito sa PSE?
Do you recommend stocks for people?
Yeah.
Hindi, let's go one at a time naman.
Okay.
Na
question. Excited kami.
So, do you go into stocks? Well, I did before. I did.
Talaga?
Yeah. But kasi yung problem is, like sa San Miguel, yung mga blue chips, I did got before. It takes a lot of time and you need to have substantial amount of money before you really see realized returns eh. Kasi like for example, if you go into a big pool of funds, yung sa'yo, bariya na lang eh. Maliit eh. So, gets mo? Maliit din yung returns mo.
Again, para kang isang
million proportionate eh. Isa lang it's consideration of the amount of money that you have eh. Parang ganito lang yan, di ba? Let's put it in the word na concept na like a supermarket or a sari-sari store. If you're familiar with their supply chain, di ba? May distributor ka.
Wholesaler.
May wholesaler ka. Ando na sa supermarket, retailers, and sa
retailers,
store. Di ba, if you go from distributor, yung presyo baksak talaga. Like, sabihin natin yung 10 pesos sa distributor, pagbigay sa'yo, 3 pesos lang. Pagdating sa wholesaler, 5 pesos na. Pagdating sa retailer, 7 pesos na. Pagdating sa sari-sari store, 10 pesos na. Mm-hmm. SRP.
Yes.
So, how you make money out of it is that you lower down your cost by going directly to the distributor. But you need to have that volume first of orders in order to get to the distributor.
Oh, otherwise, hindi ka lang papansinin.
Exactly. Cute ka lang. Hindi ka lang papansinin. So, basically, ganun din with the financial industry. The more funds that you have, you know, the more profit or the more margins that you will get as well. So, ganun lang naman.
Yeah, if you think about it, if you're, let's say, you have our listeners who have 100K in their pockets. Ano eh, hindi nila ma-consider. I mean, they could, pero like what Sir Francis pointed out, parang kung gusto nila ng malaking returns, medyo mahirap with just 100,000 pesos.
Okay, so, ayan, Francis, nakakuha na ako ng loan, may pera na ako, may funds na ako. When is the right time to invest?
It's always now. It's
always now.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, in the market, even though they're saying that, you know, it's bad to go in, good to go in or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like matter. It can never be destroyed. It can only be transformed. Money's like matter.
May science pa.
Yeah, may science dito pa. There's the science to money. So
we're not making money, we're painting it.
Yes, we're making it beautiful. We're making it sexy like one of our micro and macro economics.
Okay,
if you see the indifference curve and all that. Basically, there's always a good opportunity out there. There's always a good time. It's always a good time to invest.
Okay, alright. Now is the time. How?
How basically is that once you know your goal is,
alright,
or you know what investment to you go into, basically, it's that it's more of a follow through. It's either you go to your brokers, you go to the banks,
mm-hmm.
you go to people like us, or you go to the business in order to, you know, to achieve your goal. Like for example, you have 100,000, you want to make it 200,000. Then you now compute in terms of how much risk you want to take, how much you want to diversify. Like for example, I put some in the bank, put some into my business, and put some into this kind of vehicle. You know,
so you don't put everything in one basket.
Oh yeah. You need to diversify. I think of investing is like going to this certain destination. Let's say you want to go to Cebu. Let's say from Manila to Cebu.
Okay.
Diba? There's multiple ways of you going to Cebu. You can walk, It'll take you days. you can ride a car, you can ride a boat, okay, you can ride an airplane and all that. So it depends. Like for example, you have a meeting by later this afternoon, you ride a plane. But if you have time, you want a scenic route, you drive going to Cebu. Mm. But if you want to be, you feel like you want to be a nomad, you walk going to Cebu, di ba? And then you just ride the boat.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that, di ba? Okay. Kung gusto mo ng marathon or something.
Yeah, and talking about diversification, people don't realize it, but a lot of the normal folks are already applying diversification in their everyday lives. So using Sir Francis' analogy between diversification and taking a trip to Cebu, you're already splitting your money with your trip. Like, you know, how much are you going to dedicate to the fare? How much are you going to dedicate to the hotel? And then how much you're going to spend on the food, the transportation? That alone is already a form of diversification.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So those are the things that you need to consider, basically, just to recap on those. Just to give maybe some examples, like persons, maybe. What do you call this? It's very much known to everyone, like Warren Buffett or Richard Robert Kiyosaki, in terms of diversifying your funds and spreading your risk.
Mm-hmm.
But that's in terms of risk management. Basically on risk management.
And that's a whole other topic.
It's a whole different topic, and but in terms of making money, there's also downsides and advantages in terms of diversifying your funds. Cause let's say for example, let's say we have three eggs.
Okay.
Let's say we have three eggs.
I only have two, but okay.
Yeah, let's say we have three eggs. One would be a very fragile egg.
Uh-huh.
Number two is like medium in terms of being frail and all that. And the third one would be
sturdy.
Yeah, hard-boiled, diba?
Hard-boiled egg.
Hard-boiled egg. So it's harder to crack and all. But what if I tell you, the fragile egg tastes really good, but it's very fragile, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the second egg would be the
medium lang din.
Third one, hard-boiled. So it tastes. So basically, like for example, when you cook the eggs, the fragile one, if you don't look at it very closely and all that, it can be subjected to it's either undercooked or burnt.
Cooked, yeah.
The next one would be, you need to look into it. But not so much. You don't need to be an expert in terms of cooking egg.
Yeah.
But it will still taste good. But the last one, the hard-boiled egg, if you cook it, you don't need to be an expert. You can just, maybe it can be burnt or whatever, but it's still more or less stay the same. Right?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's better than nothing when you taste it.
what's the underlying skill that you need to have? Basically, it's how to cook an egg. So if you're not an expert in terms of cooking eggs, you will burn the fragile one, which is a very good one. But if you're really good, if you know how to cook the egg, you'd go for the
fragile.
For the fragile one, diba? So same concept with the investments and all. All
right.
If, for example, you know what you're doing, and if you know how to boil that egg and all that, diba, you go for the higher risk, because it will taste good later on. Diba? You want to taste that tasting good, you know, egg and all.
Oh, kasi compared yung to soft egg, pwede mo gawing omelette, pwede mo gawing up. Pero yung hard boiled egg na talaga siya.
But for the hard boiled egg, if you don't know a lot about investments and you don't want to risk too much, you go for the low returns.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so the question is, I know this is the underlying question, as to where to place your egg, diba? Or where do you place your investments?
Uh-huh.
Since definitely, you know, we have a financing company and all that, I suggest you go to leverage.ph. You go to leverage.ph, because regardless if you don't know how to cook a frail egg, or you know how to cook it or don't, you go to leverage, they have everything for you. It's like a convenience store for you, you know? So you just talk to them and they know what to do for your money, diba?
Okay, so I think we've covered most the things that we need to know about investing. If you want to learn more, you can just go to leverage.ph. Yes, you can talk to our experts.
They
would be more than glad to help you out in directing you to
We'll hide the names of the experts as Eduardo. Tatago po namin yung sa pangalan sa Jeneline Canale po.
Okay, so from everyone, from Patrick, Daniel, and everyone from here in Leverage, we thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you learned a lot about investing. This is Millions. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Resilience is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong, in cooperation with Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.